The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. The king will say to those on the right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothed you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to the eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Gospel of the Lord. This is the questions, our last judgment. Jesus will ask us, "Whatever you do, do you serve me? Do you give me food, give me drink? Whatever we do to the least is to Christ." So it's a law. And the verse before the gospel to remind us from the 2 Corinthians, "Behold, now is the very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." That means to say, when we are able to do good, Lord, wait until tomorrow. Today. It's very important. Eternity comes from every present moment. NASA have a program. In 15 years, we will send men to Mars. For us, it's kind of future. But for God, it's ever present. You think of many things, tomorrow I will. But for God, it's always now. It's hard to understand because we live in time and very difficult how to think about eternity forever. For us, it's something in the future. But for God, no. Now is eternal. If today, with this moment, we say, yes, this is valid for God. And today, we live better. It's valid for God. Don't think, I will change tomorrow, day after tomorrow. This is not God's will. God's will is ever-present. And ever-joyful. And that's why Jesus says, don't care too much for tomorrow. Today, I may send you up to heaven. And you think about what will be tomorrow. So it's time for us. Our conversion that comes from will be become present. So listen to the word of St. Paul says, behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.